One of the things, Officer Knapp, that I've been told, don't call these canine units drug-sniffing dogs because they're more than that. Can you kind of attest a little bit about these dogs do many more things than just that, right?
Yes, they're multifaceted. Besides the narcotic work, they do tracking. Basically, somebody runs from us, we can track the scent of their footprints, maybe apprehend the suspect, and then he does what's called apprehension, which is basically your bite work.
Tell us a little bit about the training that is involved, one, with the dog, two, training with you, the officer, three, training between officer and dog. There's a lot, I'm assuming, with the equation there.
There is. Training's a continuous thing. Initially, I went to Cedar Creek Kennels in Monmouth. They have a new canine training facility there. I trained there for about 8 weeks, and we trained him on odor there. We trained him on tracking there. He already had a background in bite work. And then you get certified through the state certification process, and then everything after that's kind of a continuous training. You have to get about 16 hours a month of training, and it's an ongoing process.
Tell us about the name of the dog and the breed of the dog and just a little bit about personality.
Okay. The canine's name is Baloo, kind of like the bear from the Jungle Book. I didn't name him, but I didn't change his name either. I kind of like it. He's from the Netherlands. He's 2.5 years old. He's a Belgian Malinois. His personality, I would say quirky in a word. Very energetic, very loyal, very driven at what he does.
And I know you're out at a night out event at Viola for a demonstration. How important is it to do things like this and provide outreach and let the community see what Baloo can do?
I think it's very important because people think that, you know, a canine might just be just for drug sniffing. Well, that's not true. He can do things that I can't. It's more of an asset to us, and it's kind of nice to be a part of the community and show them what he can do and just his background and just educate the people on what we have as the county.